People often say, have a good day. But if you're living with pain from an accident, a fall, or sports injury, chronic issues like carpal tunnel, or maybe just those weekend warrior aging things, it might not be that good. Knox Orthopedics will help you get the good back so you can enjoy life's adventures. Offering complete diagnostic testing to clearly define the problem and appropriate procedures from surgery to rehab, they'll take you off the disabled list. Knox Orthopedics, orthopedic excellence since 1983.
We move to the fourth quarter. Searcy leads it 55-12. The Lions first down at the Mountain Home 15-yard line. Three turnovers of the night for Mountain Home. Handoff given to Bryce Dixon. And it's Vin Lee with a nice tackle for Mountain Home for a loss. And they'll mark him at the 16, a loss of one officially. Lee played well last week. He was the one Bob came in late in the ball game and stripped the ball away from the Sylvan Hills runner. At the start here tonight, he's played pretty well. We've called his name a couple of times now. Again, all new offense out there for the Lions. This is Carpenter. He wants to pass, and it is incomplete. And
well, I don't know where he's throwing that.
5 yards behind one receiver and about 7 yards in front of the other.
Well, he split two receivers right in the middle.
He did, didn't he?
Because there wasn't either one of them close. That's a good pass, I think.
So it's going to bring up third down and about 11 here for the Lions. Back to pass once again is Carpenter. This is complete and a touchdown. Oh. He gets it to Bryce Dixon, and Dixon should have been stopped short, but he was able to get in. .10:33 left in the ball game. Lions. They've got their starters out, and I guess they'll have to go for two here, though. I don't even know where Wright is over there, but apparently they're not going to send him in to run
his
kick.
He's right over there, sitting on the sidelines.
Yeah, there he is. So they're going to run a two-point conversion play, and the ball is given this time to Young. He's not going to make it, though. So the try for two is no good. 10:33 to play. Searcy leads it 61-12. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
The number one ranked community college in the United States is right here, and you can be one of their many success stories. ASU Mountain Home has classes for everyone, be it business, healthcare, information technology, and you can stay close to our gorgeous rivers and lakes as you get your degree from ASU Mountain Home, the number one community college in the country. Look up your future at asumh.edu.
Community banking means investing in our community. At Centennial Bank, we invest our time and energy in helping our friends and neighbors grow, explore possibilities, and achieve their dreams. We proudly sponsor the student athletes of the Mountain Home Bombers. So whether you're in the game or in the stands, we support the things that mean the most to you because you mean the most to us. We're Centennial Bank, Arkansas's community bank. Member FDIC.
You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7, KCTT, Yellville, Mountain Home.
Here's the kickoff, Sorrells.
Oh, no. You got to run it out.
Went back and picked it up at the one. He's out across the 20, 25, good down to the 30. Boy, that looked like it was going to be disastrous after he hit his shoulder pads. And
I think he wanted to go across the end line and didn't. And once you touch it, you got to pick that thing up. Boy, he did a great job of picking it up and getting up the field for about, 30, 31 yards right there, because he was right at the goal line. Good heady play.
So this drive will start at the 31 with Searcy leading 61-12. To Bombers home next week. It's a Thursday night game next week. Last game of the season, West Memphis will be in town.
You love Thursday night games, don't you?
Oh, just love them, yes.
I like them better at home than I do on the road.
just that's not what high school football's about. Here's a misdirection play to Hershberger, and he's going to fight his way out across the 35 to the 36. Pickup of 5 on first down.
Once again, substitutes in the ballgame. I see a couple of regulars out there, but a good job of blocking that time. Hole there by the offensive line, and Hershberger able to turn it up and make some positive yards.
I was looking at the schedule for next week. Here's a handoff straight ahead to Junior Williams. Junior keeps the legs driving, and they still haven't got him down. They never did tackle him, and he's going to make it to the 40. A pickup of 4, so 3rd and 1 coming up. I was looking at the schedule for next week. Bob, you know there's only about 15, not even 20% of the schools playing Thursday night. Most everybody is playing Friday night this year.
But high school football is Friday night football. I don't know why they got into the phase of playing on Thursday nights. You know, it used to be because you wanted to go scout sometimes, but
right.
With the event of huddle and things like that, you don't scout anymore. You just look at tapes. I don't know why they won't play on Thursday night, because it kills your gait lots of times. And just makes it hard on people to travel.
Hand off to Junior Williams, makes it out to the 43, which is a first down, the 10th first down of the night for Mountain Home. .754 to play. Searcy leads at 61-12. Here's the ball given to Junior.
Not much blocking over on that side right there. That time.
Takes it to the 44, a pickup of 1. Well, Bob, we knew coming in that this was a high-powered Searcy offense, and yes, Mount Home has had some trouble tackling tonight, but I tell you what, a lot of credit to Searcy. This is a good ball club.
Well, they're very skilled and they execute very well. You know, they're kind of like Marion was when we were over there. They're well-coached, and they execute very well, and they throw the ball, and they catch it, and they protect, and, you know, their defense is a little bit suspect as it's been all year long. You know, that's probably the thing that'll keep them from going a long ways in the playoffs.
Here's a handoff to Hershberger, running hard out to the 50, down to the 49 of Searcy. He's going to pick up 7 yards. Skirmering up 3rd and about 2 here for Mountain Home. Down to 6:40. Left in the contest. 5-man front here for the Lions. Ball given to Junior Williams. He has a first down to the 35. Make it the 45. He picked up 4.
You think Junior might bust a big one here?
Yes. He's fresh.
He's fresh, you know, but the defenders there are fresh too. And we've got some, you know, patched up faces on the offensive front right now. It's tough.
Here's Hershberger, right side. Hershberger's breaking free at the 20, 15, 10, 5. Diving as he's caught from behind. He's down at the 1 yard line. Almost took it in from 45 yards
he
out.
He wanted that touchdown so bad. He did a great job of fending off that tackler right there. And keep it on going, because he made contact with him about the 8 yard line, and just a good job of hanging on. And
they're going to mark him down at the 2, it looks like. So a 43 yard run that time for Gage Hershberger.
You kind of hope they give it to him again, because you know you get it down there like that on a run like that, you deserve to score with.
Yes. And instead it's given to Shod, the fullback. He's in for the touchdown. Hunter Shod scores the touchdown, his first of the season. And the Bombers get some more points on the board.
That was a scrum-looking-like play right there. They really couldn't tell who had it, who got it, where it was at.
So 61-18, the Bombers will go for two here with 5:03 left in the game. And the ball goes to Hershberger. He's in for the two-point conversion. 5:03 to play. Searcy leads at 61-20. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
There's nothing better than watching the Bombers win a great football game. It takes a whole team to make it happen. Kind of like the team at Dewey & Sons Plumbing. They've been providing the Twin Lakes area with the best in plumbing, whether it's new construction, remodel, or emergency repairs for over 40 years, and supporting the Bombers that long as well. When you need plumbing service, remember the plumber number, available 24/7, 425-4868. Dewey & Sons, go Bombers!
Don't miss this year's Red Kettle Cook-Off, Friday, November 9th from 11 to 1 at the Salvation Army. Local celebrity chefs will be serving some of their favorite dishes for you to taste. For $10, you get to sample all the amazing dishes and have a chance to win a Red Kettle Grill. Tickets are on sale now at the Salvation Army on Highway 201 North. All proceeds go toward the Salvation Army Red Kettle campaign. Help the Salvation Army provide help and hope for the holidays.
5:03 left in the contest. The Bombers getting ready to kick off again. There's a kick from Fournay. Not going to reach the end zone.
Got under that one real high. But
taken at the 6. Return out across the 30 for the Lions. Bob, it's 52 degrees here at Searcy right now. Not too bad. A little chilly, though. Look at the Searcy coaches. Every one of them over there in a pair of shorts.
Well, I know. A pair of shorts and look like a pullover top. You know, that.
Man.
You know, used to. Younger days, I could do that. Now my feet would freeze to death.
.451 to go. Searcy keeping it on the ground here. And, again, they've got a bunch of subs in there.
Junior Williams in on that tackle.
There's a 5-yard gain out to the 40. So 2nd and 5 coming up now for the Lions. Reed Carpenter, a sophomore. The backup still in the quarterback for Searcy. Handoff goes to Owen Stewart, and he'll pick up 4 to the 44, 3rd and 1 coming up.
Bogier with the tackle. Good job of stepping up. I know there's substitutes in on Searcy's side, but a good job. We're still playing hard, thank goodness.
3:51 left to play. Searcy leads at 61-20. 3rd and 1. And Stewart gets the call again. Second effort. I think he's going to have it. It is a first down.
I don't think the chain gang thought so. They weren't going to move the chains. Coach Maddox looking down the line right now. I think it might have been a little bit short myself, but
23rd first down of the night for the Lions. .255 to go. And Junior in the backfield making the tackle for a loss on the play, a loss of 1.
Junior, a little cutback play, did a good job getting right in the hip pocket of the pulling lineman, getting across there and making that tackle in the backfield.
Junior Williams with a couple of tackles, playing nose guard in this fourth quarter for the Bombers. .229 to play. Second and 11 here for Searcy. Carpenter's pass, left side, incomplete. Boy, he threw that too quick.
He never got set. Never got set. He was still hopping around and threw it too quick, and it was short and a little out in front.
.155 to play now. Bryce Dixon in a quarterback now. Dixon rolling right side. Passing downfield, complete.
Well, he looked better throwing the ball off his back foot that time. He actually rolled, got set and threw the football. Nice pass and a nice route.
Raglan with the catch down to the Mountain Home 35-yard line for the first down. 21-yard pass play. Bryce Dixon, a junior. 64 seconds left in the contest. Hand off. And looks like a pickup of about 9 down to the 26-yard line. Probably one more play after this.
Referee's trying to hold off as long as he can to set the play clock.
Yep, they'll just have to snap it one more time here, and this one will be over. Hand off straight ahead and down to about the 15-yard line. Flag on the play as the Bombers came in with a late hit. That wasn't necessary at all.
Nor.
They're not supposed to stop the clock. There's 18 seconds left, and they've stopped it for them on the flag.
They're supposed to stop on flags.
The indication. They're going to call this on Searcy. This is going to be an unsportsmanlike conduct penalty against Searcy. Again, there's been a lot of jawing going on tonight. Searcy is going to finish the game with 7 penalties for 80 yards. Mount Home 3 for 21.
Well, we take back the late hit what we thought it was.
It sure looked like it.
It wasn't.
Now they'll wind the clock and the Lions do not have to snap
it. They're not going to snap it. He's calling them over to the sidelines. They're not going to snap it.
Searcy wins it by a score of 61-20. We'll take a break, come back, begin the postgame in just a moment. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
The game is over, but our broadcast continues. Stay tuned for the Bombers postgame show coming up next on Classic Hits 101.7.
Integrity First Bank has that smile, style, and winning way. We are the only locally chartered bank that is headquartered right here in Mountain Home and have been since 1963. That's over half a century of Bomber spirit. Being locally headquartered means most of our staff at Integrity First are Mountain Home graduates who bleed the blue and gold. We are proud to support the communities where we live, work, raise our families, and invest in our future. We value our hometown relationships, community commitment, and our priority to keep Integrity First. Go Bombers!
It's your favorite thing to do, the way you de-stress and remind yourself that life is good, but now your game is slipping and it just hurts too much. At Knox Orthopedics, they've heard that story a lot and they get it. Whatever your thing is, running, golfing, biking, fishing, the pain of joint damage or soft tissue injuries might mean giving up that fun stuff, and that's just wrong. Call the Knox Orthopedic Surgeons, Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, or Jason McConnell. They'll help you up your game.